Hallelujah. I want to minister a message tonight. I won't keep you long tonight. Hallelujah. I know somebody want to go shopping tonight. Come on, raise some hands tonight. Hallelujah. Nobody want to go shopping tonight. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, if I could give y'all some gifts, you know, I don't want to give you $1 million. If I gave you $1 million, you'll run out. You go spend that money in less than a month if you had $1 million. But hallelujah. But when I give you the word, if I can just give you this word, you'll never run out. Hallelujah. You'll have money. You'll have the word of God every day in your life. Hallelujah. Long as you're here on this earth, you can spend this word. Amen. You can speak this word. Amen. Hallelujah. The favor of God will be upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to minister a message tonight. The Holy Spirit, the leader, are your guide. The leader or guide of our life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You hear me say a lot of time what in Zechariah. It said in Zechariah 4:6-7. It said, so he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor power, but by what? My spirit, say the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to realize what was going on in this chapter here. Hallelujah. Zerubbabel was faced with a hindrance, a challenge in his life. He wanted to do something for the Lord. He wanted to restore the temple of the Lord. And so he ran into this hindrance. And hallelujah. How many of you know? I know it's somebody in here tonight is running into some hindrance in your life. You want to go and there's a wall there. There's a door there that you can't seem to move out of the way. But I want to come by tonight and tell you it's not by might. It's not by power, but it's going to be by what? The Spirit of the Lord. And when he began to shout grace, grace to it, hindrance has to go. The Bible said it's going to go because it's going to become like a plain before you. Amen. It was a mountain, but now it's coming down. It's going to become a plain. Amen. The Holy Spirit will lead us through all our hindrance. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Every hindrance that you have, the Holy Spirit want to lead you and guide you through that hindrance. Amen. How many of you here tonight are saved? Come on, raise your hand. You say, I'm saved, going to heaven and going on with the Lord. I tell you, I ask Jesus to come in my heart and I'm saved and sanctified. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I look at all these people around here saying, I'm saved. I accepted Jesus as my Savior. Oh, I asked Jesus to come into my heart, and I asked him to save me. I see all your hands, but I just want to know one thing tonight. Did anybody hold a gun on you? Did anybody hold a gun on you or get a stick or something? Did they try to make you accept Jesus Christ? Anybody, come on, raise your hand if you did. Somebody say, you're going to get saved or you're going to lose your life. Anybody in here? Nobody, hallelujah. How many of you know that nobody had to hold a gun on you because you did it, what? By the Spirit. Hallelujah. It was by the Spirit of God that you got saved. And it's the same Spirit that saved you that's going to talk to you. It's the same Spirit that nobody had to put a gun on you and make you do it. It's that same Spirit when you got saved. It's going to be leading and guiding you. Amen. We're going to have to learn how to hear his voice and go through the hindrance, the things that's hindering our life, doors that's been closed. We're going to have to listen to the Holy Spirit and let him guide us through it. Amen? Hallelujah. Because the Spirit of the Lord can have liberty in our life if we will let him. Amen. I know if you like me, sometimes you try to do things on your own. First thing you know, you doing it. You're using your intellect. You're using everything that you know how to do. You're using your mind. You're using what you learned in past experience. Hallelujah. You're using all that stuff that you learned. But then when you hit that wall of hindrance, you say, oh, God. You call on the Lord. You need the Holy Spirit to guide you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God didn't intend for you to do it on your own. For he said, I what? Will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He's there wanting to talk to you and lead you and guide you through that circumstance and through that situation. Hallelujah. He had to tell Zerubbabel, hallelujah, to shout grace to it. And when we talk to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit, what shall I do in this situation? He's going to tell you. He's going to teach you. He's going to let you know how to go in and out and weave out of that situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you ask him, he's faithful and just to tell you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want the Holy Spirit to lead me. I want to get close to him. I want to get more closer to him. Hallelujah. I want to go to another level. I want to be more in him than I was last year. Amen. In John 16:13, it said, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. Whatever he hears, hallelujah. He hears things and he knows things that we will never understand. Hallelujah. What the Holy Spirit will guide you, he's guiding us into all truth. Hallelujah. How many of you know the devil is a liar? He wants to lie to you. He wants to come and steal from you. But the Holy Spirit wants to lead and guide you into the truth. Whatever he hears from the Father regarding the Son, that's what he's going to speak. Everything that Jesus did on the earth and everything that Jesus stood for and represented, he's going to speak to you. He's going to speak those things to you. Hallelujah. Or the devil might say, you can't be healed. That's done passed away. You can't do that. I can do all things through Christ. He's going to bring it to your remembrance. Sometimes we be overwhelmed by circumstance and situation, but God is looking for somebody, you and the Holy Spirit, because the Bible has declared unto us that greater is he that's in us than he that is trying to hinder you or me. He's greater. Hallelujah. Oh, God is looking for someone to say it and speak to it and shout to the mountain of hindrance and command it to come down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I tell you, it's good to know that I got somebody going to be with me. When I go through troubles and tribulation, or when I go through the valleys and shadows of death, it's good to know that that the Holy Spirit is not going to leave me. He said, I'm not going to leave you, not forsake you. I'm walking with you. Hallelujah. But what the devil tried to get you to not see is that he's in you. And he's the one that sticks closer than a brother. Hallelujah. He won't let you down. Amen. The Holy Spirit, he's going to guide you into all the truth. Amen. Some people are in darkness right now because of they don't want to know the truth. You know, the hospital is full of them. They don't want to know the truth. You know, like by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. That's the truth. And you know, it doesn't matter what your body is doing, but the truth is by the stripes of Jesus. The word is the truth, amen? And see, he's going to lead us into the truth. The Bible said that the entrance of your word, what? Brings light. Hallelujah. Every dark situation, you know, the entrance of the word of God will bring light. There are people sitting in darkness right now. Don't know what to do. I'm not saying it's anybody in here sitting in darkness, but you have the light. You have the light because the entrance of the word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple, you know. The truth will prevail in Jesus' name. What you learn in the light, hallelujah, what you learn in the light, I mean, you know, what you learn in this word is light. What you learn in the light, hallelujah, is drive darkness away. Darkness tries to come and overshadow you. All kind of darkness, gross darkness is in the city. You see people walking down the street and you see darkness all around them. Amen? And we can be just an instrument of God, a tool in the hand of the Lord, and say, light come forth. That's what God said. That's what the Father said. Oh, I'd like to have been there when him and Jesus and the Holy Spirit walked into that. I can just see the Father. I can just see him right now looking at the earth. Oh, Lord, it's dark in that room. It's a dark room there. And he said, light come forth. And he didn't need, hallelujah, he didn't need APNL and what's the other light company we got? Energy. He didn't need them, hallelujah, because what? He was light on himself, amen? He can light up the darkness, hallelujah. Darkness have to be driven away. We drive out darkness. Hallelujah. Because the word will drive. You ever seen somebody, they just don't know what to do? I meant you walk in the room and you just see darkness all around, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I walked in places where, it's just dark. And sometimes you have to just keep talking the word. That's all right, brother. It's going to be all right. Jesus said this. Jesus said that. And Jesus said, no weapon formed against you. Going to problem. Just keep pumping the word. Pumping the word. And finally, some light spring forth. Some hope. A ray of hope come forth. Hallelujah. I've been in, you know, some people live so far back in the woods, you have to pump light into the place. Hallelujah. That dog, man. Hallelujah. But so I've seen some dark places. But I tell you, it's no challenge for the word of God. Because the Bible said if you speak that word, if you speak it, it's got to bring forth light. The interest of the word bring light to situation. Hallelujah. I never will forget it. I walked in a place. I wanted to go see a precious brother. And I went by his house there, and he was in bed, had emphysema. And y'all probably heard me tell this story once before, but it bear repeating again. Walked in there, it was dark. Looked like they just done give up. But I began to speak the word of God. I said, you know, God's word says you can be healed. I said, you know that Jesus' stripes healed you over 2,000 years ago. I just kept telling him that with God, all things are possible. You know, I said, you got to trust and believe in God and lean not the way you feel or the way you think. I said, believe the word, for the word is true. Amen. Just kept talking to him. And he sit up to praise the Lord. We getting somewhere. I just kept on saying the word. I said, you know, and I began to read the word to him. I said, you know, the words say you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthen you. And I said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, he put 1 foot out of the bed then. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, I said, we getting somewhere now. I just kept on telling him about the word of God. And I told him, then I gave him a few testimonies. I said, listen, you know, I was in a service at Lakewood Church, and this man had a big growth on his neck. And I said, I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw when they began to pray that growth began to just go down right there. You know, as they were praying, John Osteen, y'all know, how many of y'all know John Osteen? Remember John Osteen? And it just went down. And, you know, they had a call for TV ministry during that same night when that man got healed. And so they raised, I don't know how much money they raised that night for TV ministry. But I'm just saying, I've seen people come back bent over. I've seen them go up on the platform bent over. I'm talking to the man now. I'm testifying to him. I've been over, and Pastor Osteen will put them in the chair and measure their legs, and you can see that one leg was shorter than the other. And I saw that leg grow out in my own eye as he began to pray. And I kept on telling him that he stood up, and he said, I'm going to church tonight. Hallelujah. But you know, I don't have anything. I was a Baptist then. Don't have nothing against the Baptists at all. But you know, I love the Baptists. They're great people. Amen. They're saved, sanctified too. Amen. A lot of them. And they're going to heaven. Hallelujah. But the pastor, when I brought him to the church, he and I, well, we was happy to go to church. Amen. We going to church together. I got him in that church there. His pastor said, now, brother, you know that you are trying to get healed. And so you probably need to go on back home now and lay down. And I said, you know, I couldn't argue with the pastor or anything. I said, well, you wrong, pastor. No, don't do that. I said, no, I ain't going to do that. But, you know, I let them do what they want to do. Because I had to obey my God. And I did what I was supposed to do. He's the one going to be charged for that. Amen. Not me. I did my job. Hallelujah. And I tell you one thing. Hallelujah. That let me know that God can do what he said he'd do. The interest of his word bring light. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to learn to trust God and help him to allow him to help us drive out the darkness. Amen. In John 8:29, it said, and he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. For I always do those things that pleases who? Him. Hallelujah. And see, that's good that he does the thing that pleases God. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to do. We have to always do the thing that pleases God, because he's not going to tell us to do nothing that's going to hurt us or harm us. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a good shepherd. Amen. In fact, the Bible say in John 10:27-28, it said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. Now that's the kicker right there. I know them. I know my children. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you want to thank God? Let's thank the Lord that he knows us. Hallelujah. We're not just walking around on this earth and God doesn't know us, but he knows us and they follow me. Hallelujah. I thank you that we follow you, God. We want your word, and they give them eternal, and he give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Never perish. Look at here. We don't have to. Jesus defeated death. We will not perish. We will live forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Eternally. Amen. That's good enough for me. Amen. And they shall not snatch them out of my hand. You don't have to worry about the devil trying to snatch you out of God's hand. Once you get in God's hand, I like to see the demon or the devil try to get you out of God's hand. Hallelujah. He will lose every time. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the sheep, they hear me and they know them. And I know them. Amen. Sheep are simple creatures. I just want to give you a couple of examples this evening, brother. A sheep are simple creatures. Everybody know how simple a sheep is. Amen. They're simple. And they're surrounded by a harsh world. Amen. It's a harsh world out there. I mean, man, I tell you, babies being little teenagers being snatched off the street and sold somewhere overseas, you know. Hallelujah. I just saw on the news where a little girl got shot in Little Rock up there. It's a harsh world we living in. Hallelujah. Looked at a line yesterday, line long, people trying to get handouts. Food, clothes, anything. Just give me. Harsh world out here. Amen. Sheep have enemies. You know we got enemies? Come on, raise your hand if you know you got an enemy. Hallelujah. Such as wolves, bears, and lions. Hallelujah. We got them running around here too, you know. And there are thieves and robbers that will come and steal, kill, and destroy the sheep. If the sheep do not know the voice of the shepherd, the enemy will steal them away. Amen. Hallelujah. All this that we have in this environment, the enemy around us. But David, he knew what to do. Amen. He slayed what? He slayed the lion, the bear. And he grabbed a wolf by his beard and he destroyed him. Amen. Hallelujah. And David was after God's own heart because he knew how to protect the sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the sheep of his pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the one that lay down in green pastures. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, God know how to take care of his children. We must know the voice of the Lord, children. We must know and understand the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants us to realize in this season, in this time. We must hear his voice. Amen. Because we got an enemy that's out there that's come to steal. And he's come to kill. And he's come to destroy. Amen. Hallelujah. Just because you get a report doesn't mean that's the last word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It just gives you time to pray and believe God for things to change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, if you read in the Bible, all of them, had to go through something. And when they went through it, their faith came alive. They came out on the other side. Amen. Oh, three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. Didn't even get burned. And neither did they even have the smoke on them. And their hair wasn't singed or nothing like that. Hallelujah. I tell you, that's a God that we can trust. Amen. That's a God that we can obey. Amen. That can lead us and guide us into all truth. Amen. We must learn to trust the protection of the Lord. Amen. He wants to protect us. He loves us. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is there ready to tell us the way to go. Amen. And what to do. Hallelujah. Because God is on our side. Amen. When you hear the Lord's voice, we step in to the supernatural. Hallelujah. When you hear the voice of the Lord, you step into what? The supernatural realm of God. Everybody that heard the voice of the Lord, they stepped into the supernatural. I can see Peter right now stepping into the supernatural when he said, Lord, if that's you, let me come. He stepped out, walked on water, stepped into the supernatural. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants us to hear. He wants us to hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us and guiding us. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Y'all heard Robert Madu. He come here. He was talking about when Jesus was baptized. And then the Spirit led him into the wilderness. Hallelujah. From a time of rejoicing and being pleased and with his Father, and the Spirit lead him into what? The wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Hallelujah. I tell you, when you hear the voice of God, you walk into the supernatural. Satan couldn't defeat him. He said, turn these stones into bread. He said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Stepping in the supernatural, walking in the supernatural, when you hear the voice of God, obeying the voice of God, believing the word of God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, there's some time that the Lord will speak to us through the Holy Spirit, and it'll put a song in your heart. You begin to just say, oh Lord. You begin to say, I know now. I know that it's going to be all right, you know. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. It's something about when God says something and you step into that supernatural, and you'll be able to say like the woman said, oh Lord, it's well with my soul. Hallelujah. Because they done seen the other side. Hallelujah. Amen. When the storm came on the ship, and Jesus already done gave the command, done spoke the word and said, we're going to the other side. And that storm came, and he had told them, we're going to the other side. And what did he say when the storm came? Peace be still. Hallelujah. Stepping into the supernatural power and anointing of God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I tell you, if I run into a hindrance, I run into a wall, I run into a door or whatever is hindering my way, because the Lord has given me access to go forth in the thing that he has called us to do on this earth. But when I run into a wall or a hindrance, I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, what can I do right about this situation? What can I do about this hindrance? He said, just like David, oh, pursue and recover all. Hallelujah. Amen. No devil can stop you. No devil can hinder you. No demon can stop you when you have a word from God. Because when God speaks, I tell you, everything stops. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm ready to hear the Holy Spirit speak to me through this season. I want a word from the Lord. I tell you, Brother Maurice, you might have a word for me tonight, but hallelujah. I mean, you know, when I hear God, what I'm going to do? Hallelujah. I'm going to stick my chest out. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to say, hey, my Father that owned this whole universe that spoke to me, give me a way out of here. I'm moving forward. Hallelujah. God is ready to lead his children by his Spirit. Hallelujah. When he say go, let's go. When he say stop, I got to take care of something over here. Stop, I'm stopping. When he say it's all right, let's go, I'm gone. Hallelujah. That's the way the Lord want to lead you. He want to lead us through this situation, this circumstance, and this hindrance. All you got to do is ask him, because he right there with you. He said, I'm not going to leave you, nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet tonight. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Come on, lift them hands to the Lord tonight. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this happiness, oh God. We got a supernatural spirit inside of us, God. Oh God, that's going to tell us and lead us and guide us all through this season, God. Lord, we are ready to go. We are the children. We are the sheep of your pastor, Lord. We are walking and living and moving and having our beings in you, oh God. And here tonight, Lord, we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Oh, that you said, I must go, but he must come. If I go not, he will not come. Hallelujah. Thank you that you're here tonight, Lord, and you're there with my family, Lord. You're with my children, God. And all I got to do is say, Holy Spirit, oh, I don't have to know what they're doing. I don't have to know what's going on, but protect them. And the Holy Spirit, I got you. Lord, we just thank you for this thing that you've given us called the Holy Spirit. This person, this awesome God that you've given us to be inside of us, to be with us, oh God, and to lead us, God, and to have us to declare and decree, oh, I don't have a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Oh, we bind the spirit of fear, loneliness, and rejection, oh, during this season, Lord. Suicidal spirits, God. Oh, we break it right now. Oh, every spirit that's trying to hinder the joy of the Lord in this season, God. We break it now in Jesus' name. Who shall not be a part of the people, your children, God? We won't receive it, Lord. And Lord, we declare this joy that you've given us will spread, oh God, all around. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise and give you glory, God, that you are God. We trust you and believe you, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.